From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. That's my radio voice. It's Tanner Thursday on Podzilla 1985 with the man himself, Tanner Calvert. Tanner?
What up? That's all I have. My enthusiasm
in those days were fueled entirely by the drinking. No, Tanner's here, and that's good because this is his show. And at some point, the baby bird's going to have to stop getting vomited in its mouth, and I'm going to have to let him fly on his own. Tanner, that day's coming soon.
No, we tried that. It didn't work so well.
No, that was you picking the topic. This will be you hosting.
Well, there was literally a time where you weren't here. I think you were gone out of town or something.
Oh, was that the one that I was on?
I think so.
Yeah, no,
I'm pretty sure. No, that was the one where I was.
Yeah.
What was it, in Pennsylvania? Okay. But Lindsay, for some reason, was pointing at herself and motioning instead of just saying, "We were in Pennsylvania."
Because I was about to cough again.
Oh, it's because she's a coughing. She was going to say something there, but...
Give it a few seconds, it'll be a wheezing. Is that the joke we were getting at?
Well, which one's the smiley one?
Coughing.
You're not that one.
No.
You're the wheezing.
Aww. All right.
So it didn't go well, is what you're telling me. You hosted the show. You actually hosted.
Well,
I technically hosted. I just had Tanner do the intro.
That's what I'm saying, is I'm going to have Tanner actually host. I'm going to go, you know, from the heart of Broadway here in downtown Arkansas. It's Hillbilly McRedneck, and here's your host, Jim Varney. And then I'm going to pass it over to you.
My car's going to get flagged so hard.
McRedneck.
So, great non-visual gag for the audio podcast. What happened is Tanner ordered pizza for us all because he was running a little bit late for the recording. And I signed for it, and I signed his name Redneck McHillbilly.
As a thank you, Shannon did so. As a thank you for the pizza.
Yes. And to show my love and appreciation
and
for you.
I said, did you just say his name is Hillbilly Redneck or Redneck Hillbilly? And then Allie defends him. She's just like, no, it was Redneck McHillbilly. And I was just like, that doesn't make it any better. The Mick doesn't lessen the blow of what he wrote.
That's not true because
the
as
random
an Irish
delivery guy.
As an Irishman, Mick helps everything.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Mick makes it sound more like a real name.
Does also, Dalton Manch is here.
Yo.
Invited himself.
Ask politely.
It's starting to get to a point where it's always Dalton, me, or Asa on these shows. Like, the Pro Wrestling Unscripted crew has taken over. Because they're even on Nerd Up.
That's true.
Yeah, even Nerd Up has Dalton and Asa usually. So every show has the Pro Wrestling crew. Remember, we were going to have different sets.
Well, not all of the crew, though. Basically, every episode has Dalton or Asa. You and I have stepped down from that role.
that's still not true.
Well, it's like we're
sports.
The
sports show.
Yeah. So except far. It didn't happen last week.
Well, that's a whole other story for a different time. Jesse Kimmel's down at the end of the table.
No,
Jesse,
I'm
it's
not.
Good to see you. I can see you clearly.
It's a ghost.
Now that the rain is gone.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's a song.
I figured it out now. It's like, so Jesse hosts Nerd Up, and I host Mr. 100 and Pro Wrestling. Yeah. And then we meet up on Tanner Thursday.
Yeah.
It's like, so we have our own shows, and then this is like, it's like you're SmackDown, I'm Raw, clearly, and the Tanner Thursday is the pay-per-view. This is where we meet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the good stuff comes out right here.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel like people should be paying $60 to listen to this show.
Damn. Well, I mean,
we can get up to $60 a month if people start supporting us on Patreon /Podzilla1985.
If you go to Patreon, you can support us, and in the great, great content we provide you.
That's true.
I'm winking.
Oh, I get it.
You're winking, but people still give us money to do this.
Thanks, Kevin.
Schenkenberg, yeah. And to the right.
A few more people. There are 5 donors now.
5 donors? Can you name them?
Yeah.
Kevin, Tanner, Cody, Will.
And Katie.
Katie who?
Reed.
Oh, thanks.
She's giving us $1 a month.
I would like to add that after the 200th episode, she started donating money to the cause.
It was before the 200th episode, actually.
Did she lose a bet saying that we wouldn't make it to 200?
No,
she was like, shit.
Basically, her and I were having a conversation, and like it came up that we have a Patreon, so yeah, she decided to donate a dollar.
I think your first mistake was having a conversation with her.
Oh.
The only conversation I'd like to have with her is giving her last rites. But that's a story for another time.
There goes that dollar.
Exactly. Yeah, seriously.
I mean, she can take that dollar.
I was wondering if she listened to the 200th episode. I'm like, well.
She can take that dollar and save it for Christmas, shove it right back up her ass.
God damn.
That's what you can do with that dollar, you fucker. And to the right.
This is a lot nicer
is,
than the 200th.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
The dying one.
The dying one, who I don't hate and I don't think is a disease ridden scumbag.
Yes, you do.
Not tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's on one tonight.
No, Lindsay, I love you. I'm glad you're here. Because we have something we're going to talk about later that you're going to be excited about.
And I'll probably be the only thing that I talk about from what I hear about the lineup.
No. It's going to be a good show. I know we've already spent, 10 minutes joking around, talking about scumbag whores. But in reality, we've got a good show for you tonight. We're going to talk about a couple of things, and we're going to jump right into it real quick and start with... I don't understand. What's the high-fiving and everything going on down there?
Don't worry about it.
You mentioned something about whores and they got excited.
Well, I know Dalton was.
I mean, that actually was not it, but...
Good pull. I like that. That was funny.
Let's jump right into the fan questions. All right. Because
oh boy. That's my favorite part.
This is what you were excited for. You did not come on the show expecting me to talk about people we know, but you did want to talk about a certain thing on here, and that's the very first comment on the fan page today. Alex Balance, who... Jesse, you and I have known for many, many years, for better or worse.
From the spoiled little brat that came in with his mom at GameStop to the
spoiled little brat
that drove himself to GameStop.
To the spoiled little brat that's commenting on our show threads. So before we start on this, can we just because I don't think we – did we do a motherfucker of the week?
Easy. I don't think he's hit motherfucker of the week.
Oh.
It's bad, but it's not that bad.
All right, we'll still make it YouTube. You're lucky this time. You're lucky YouTube's fucking up.
Can we not do Motherfucker of the Week, but can we do Cocksucker of the Week?
Can he? Oh, is he?
Because I've got a nomination.
I was about to say, do you really? Okay, what's your nomination?
No, don't. I know what it's going to be.
All right, let's move on. Alex Balance says, all right, we're talking about Donald Trump. This is directly at Donald Trump. And the statistic that came out today that 20% of Donald Trump supporters are against the Emancipation Proclamation. Jesse, as our resident intelligent person, says CJ is not here. He's having an out-of-body experience somewhere.
He calls that life.
What is the Emancipation Proclamation?
Oh, shit. No, I figured I'd give it my best CJ.
Well, it freed them slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the day. The OG.
He was killing vampires.
The OG.
The OG. When he finished killing vampires.
After he finished killing the vampires, or before, I don't know which. But either way,
Lincoln came up he went to Congress and said, don't diss my homies. And they...
Except he had more of like a high pitched kind of like gravelly voice, like "Don't ditch my homies."
Sounds like Popeye. I'd love to take credit for that joke, but that was from Mr. Show, as most jokes are. Yeah. So 20% of Trump supporters don't support that, and we're going to talk about that in a second. We posted on our Facebook. We wanted your feedback. Alex Balance said, "This is him," and he actually goes over a couple things that we talk about. But the first one that we'll talk about: throw big words at any ignorant person, and you'll get weird results. You can do it with anything and anyone to produce whatever you want for your agenda. I'm pro anti-voting for this election. All considerations are imbeciles.
All right, can we do this point by point? Like,
well,
before we get to his next two, because he did
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
and to call the presidential nominees imbeciles. When you deliver pizzas, it seems to me like you are far outreaching. You're trying to box with God.
I mean, he's still young. He's still young. He's, what, 26, 25? It's a perfectly acceptable career. Part-time delivering pizzas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfectly acceptable.
And all considerations are imbeciles. So these people, all right, Donald Trump, clearly, imbecile. No one will argue with that on that, absolutely not. But on both sides, there are some quality people and there are less quality people, but they're certainly not imbeciles. I wouldn't even call George Bush an imbecile. And I hated George W. Bush.
He was an Ivy League grad.
He was a smart man who just was not my favorite president in the world. But imbeciles. And Jesse, you particularly had a problem with the pro-anti-voting for this election.
I think it's the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life. Okay. Why? I asked him this because I knew that I knew I wanted to know and I wanted to be able to bring it up. I asked him why he believed, and I'll read my question to him. Why would you choose to keep silent when your vote could help someone like Trump, assuming that's your least desirable candidate, out of the White House? Why? He did respond. I hate all three choices, Hillary, Sanders, Trump, in that order, so it doesn't matter if I vote green, blue, or purple. Plus, knowing the history of Missouri, it'll be Republican anyway. The Electoral College is a massively flawed voting system that I've never agreed with. Look at Gore v. Bush. Gore won the popular election but lost. I'm glad for it, but it doesn't make it right. Obama won on color of skin alone. When California moves to split vote system, I'll believe in it once again. 38.8 million people, and if 15 million vote red and 16 million vote blue, all 31 million go toward blue. That is so fucking stupid. I don't believe in the system at all. Okay.
Can I have a quick question before you rail this man deep into the ground?
Go ahead.
He has a problem with 50 million vote red and 60 million vote blue, so all go toward blue. What is his alternative? Should the presidency be split on time depending on votes? So if you got 80% of the vote, you get to be president 80% of your term. The 20% goes to the guy that lost.
Okay. First, I think we need to clear up some confusion on the Electoral College. Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people don't actually know what it is or how it works.
Ethan, do you know what the Electoral College is? All right.
It's not part of the Electoral Library, we promise.
Now, first of all, I want to point out Gore v. Bush. Yes. Bush lost the popular vote and won the election. That is the fourth time that's happened in the history of the United States. In the history of the Electoral College. The Electoral College has been around since President Numero Dos. Like, that's how long back it goes. Like, there's a reason for it.
That's Spanish for two.
Dos is two, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, the way the Electoral College works, most of you probably know every state gets a certain number of electoral votes. And, you know, whatever candidate has the majority of the votes at the end of the election wins. Pretty simple, that part anyway. What a lot of people don't understand, though, are what the electoral votes are. Each state has a certain number of electoral candidates. The way it's based, you get, I think it's two per, well, you get the same number you get in Senate and House. So you get two per Senate, every state gets two, and then the same number you have in the House of Representatives. I think it's 535 total, if I remember right.
Yeah, it varies state to state based on population.
Population. So most states, there are two exceptions. Most states, the popular vote in that state, all the electoral candidates vote for that candidate. What you're actually voting for on election day, you are not voting for Donald Trump, you're not voting for Hillary Clinton, or you're not voting for Bernie Sanders. What you're technically voting for, let's assume it's Sanders Trump. All right. If you vote Sanders, what you're actually voting for here in the state of Missouri, I think we have, I don't remember, like 15 delegates, something like that. Either way, or candidate, whatever you want to call them, you're actually voting for a set of 15 individuals that the party is going to send to vote on Sanders on our behalf. That's what you're voting for.
And let me be the first to say that I've always thought the Electoral College was stupid. I think popular vote should decide the election. I do.
Most of the time, it does.
Yeah.
Like, the problem is,
I don't think there should be an Electoral College. I don't. I know there's a purpose for it, and I hate to disagree with, or I hate to agree with Alex on some points, but I've always thought that the American people should vote, and those votes tally up to decide who the president is. And it usually does work out that way, but I don't even think there's a point to it. I wish it would be done away with. I do.
And I mean, the Electoral College was a lot more prominent back in the day compared to what it is now, because we're able to get information like that.
And that's exactly why. Basically, the way it used to work, the reason the Electoral College was created was because it was so hard to get information out, like in the early days of the United States. It took days to get information from Missouri to DC. Days. So they did the Electoral College where they actually sent a group of people to vote for president where they could hear all the arguments and they would just vote on their behalf because it was too impossible to get all that information back and forth in a timely manner.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of kept on. It is pointless now. I agree. Like, it should just go to popular vote, But I don't think the Electoral College is near as broken as everybody thinks it is.
Yeah. Like, not broken, just pointless.
It's just, yeah. It's the idea that you could run into a situation like you did with Bush Gore, where
somebody could lose the popular vote and become the president.
Yeah, yeah. That's horrible.
Especially
It's the fact it may have only happened four times in the history of the country. But the fact that it's happened is ridiculous.
No, I mean, what's the percentage of that though? Like, that's a percentage. Well, yeah,
it doesn't even matter what the percentage is. It's the fact that it's happened.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, it's happened four times. That's like,
once is enough.
Yeah, one time should be all right. That's all the times that should happen.
Yeah, it
should
have happened one time. I said, yeah, fuck the Electoral College. It's too popular.
Now, I want to talk about a little bit of the things he said on here though, real quick. Tanner, you're a Republican. You're a Republican.
He leans conservative. He's not a conservative.
Yeah. No bones about it. I mean, you're not ashamed of it.
No.
Did you vote for President Obama?
No.
Was it because he was black?
No.
Okay.
All right. Now
case closed.
Ask me the reverse question.
Dalton, did you vote for President Obama?
Yeah.
Was it because he's black?
No.
Exactly. I didn't vote for Obama because he was black. I voted for Obama because he made more sense, and his hopey changey stuff that Sarah Palin likes to make fun of sounded pretty good when you've had the same bullshit for how many years that you've mm-hmm. lived through. But now here's the thing with President Obama though. I voted for him twice, and that second time left a bad taste in my mouth, all things considered now. I'm not a fan of Obama like I was then, but my voting for him and my reasoning for disliking him now has nothing to do with his color of his skin, and I refuse to believe that most people voted for him or against him because of his skin color.
I don't agree with that 100%. Because I know a lot of people who didn't vote for him simply because he was black. And I know a lot of people voted for him simply because he was black.
And see, that was actually
why he was elected.
That was the point that I was actually about to make. The however many people voted for him because he was black, I'm sure there was an equal, if not greater, number of people that voted against him because he was black,
yeah.
Which offset the numbers. The reason he won is because he was the better, like, America decided he was the better candidate.
And well, Alex, if you look at the statistics from the first year he ran, that was the highest voter turnout in the history of elections.
Yeah, because of Hopey Changey. Hopey Changey makes people go, oh, something different. And that's exactly what's happening with Trump now, is people are going, oh, something different. But whereas President Obama, his Hopey Changey different was, I'm going to make things right again, and I'm going to put in all of these great things that are going to help America. Donald Trump is just saying...
The second coming of Hitler?
Yeah, he's just saying women are whores. Everyone that doesn't like me is stupid. Look at me, I'm rich. And everybody's
can't
like...
Can't stop the Trump.
Oh, yeah! Make
high
America
energy.
Great again.
Podcast high energy.
Which part of America was great before that is not great now? Slavery? Civil rights? You know, I mean, like, what is it?
Oh, let's go ahead and build the Great Wall of America.
And this is Donald Trump, that's 20% of his people don't believe that we should have freed the slaves.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Trump.
Any of them were alive when that was an issue.
And people are still voting for Donald Trump.
They're just lazy. They're
to create a database of, you know, every Muslim in the country.
It's ridiculous.
I'm waiting for him for the day to be like, I think we just need to put all of the Muslims in like this area.
It's just the next step towards Sentinels.
Has he said it?
Yeah. No, he has not said it. Technically, and let's be completely fair, because I know there's somebody that's just like ranting and raving. I hope not. But there might be that he never actually said it. He never actually said that he was going to register Muslims. And they're not entirely wrong. Basically, a reporter did propose it, and he said, I'd be for it.
Yeah.
And then when other people asked him, like, holy shit, you actually said you'd be for something that ridiculous? And people were asking him, like, you would actually be for this? Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't back away from the stupid things he says.
No, yeah, instead of
he embraces
saying,
them.
He is me on a much larger scale.
He is President Man.
Are you sure instead you of saying to, like compare yourself there,
I said larger scale. Much. I commit to my jokes, but this motherfucker don't think these are jokes. This is real life for him.
He really doesn't. And I see like a lot of Trump supporters. I've actually been spending a little bit of time in r/TheDonald.
We know
it's a lot of fun. I'm still not sure if it's a parody or not. I'm really not. I have no idea. But it's hilarious
I'm still not
either
sure
way.
Donald Trump isn't a parody yet.
Yeah, I feel like he's just, I don't know. But a lot of the Trump supporters, assuming they are serious, believe that if Hillary wins the primary, that will lead Democrats to voting for Trump. No.
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 I can't imagine anybody legibly voting for Trump. Like, how can you actually vote for Donald Trump?
So many people are doing it.
A bunch of write-ins.
His whole ticket is that, and everyone that we've talked to that has supported Donald Trump, that won't come on the show and talk about it, but they tell us, he says what we need a non. All right, here's my problem with it. Their argument is we need someone who's not a part of the system. We need someone who's not a part of the system to go in and fix it.
Then you need someone poor to go in and fix it.
That is terrible fucking logic. If my car broke down and the mechanic fixed it and then it broke again a couple of months later, I don't go, I'm going to get a guy that's never touched a car before.
That'll
work. The presidency is not hanging out with your friends and being a dick. This is a serious matter that Donald Trump has no business in because he has no experience and he's an asshole. He has no class. He has no... nothing. He has nothing. And people are still excited about it, and I don't get it.
And honestly, like, a lot of people are saying that he
Jesse
is actually going to make...
both through things, but then, just by the way.
That's true. Because, like, I have so many issues with that. So many issues with, you know, Trump not being a part of the system. What the fuck system do you think he's not a part of? Yeah, no, he's never run before. He is big business. He is a multi-billionaire.
He is as rich and white as anyone you will ever see in the Republican Party.
If you really, truly believe... if you have deluded yourself into thinking that he's not going to make do everything within his power to make sure he never has to pay a dime in fucking taxes, you are just a... I'm not going to keep going, but you...
But Jesse, he says what he thinks. He doesn't pacify himself. He
says, motherfucker, I say what I think.
That doesn't qualify you to be a president. That qualifies you to be that family member you don't like to take to Walmart.
No,
let's they say things you don't want them to hear.
No. You take it. That's the family member you take to Walmart. He's the family member you don't take to a classy place like Schnucks. Or
so food library.
Food library. No,
oh, man,
I.
My head hurts.
Yeah, no. Trump is a fucking idiot. And the next person that I hear talks about how we need a businessman to get us, you know, out of debt.
I'll say, which is why I've said this multiple times. The last time we had a businessman in office was George Bush, and let's. Just let me say that again.
I also want to be clear, because for whatever reason, a lot of you... Okay, sorry, I say you. If you truly believe that we need a businessman to fix this country, you're a moron. Businessmen are the reason that we're in debt. Businessmen are the reason we're fucked.
And if you believe that we need a businessman to run this country, you had Mitt Romney a couple years ago. You should have voted for him more. Because he was like Donald Trump without the insanity. He might have actually done a decent job. Donald Trump will run the country into the ground, and then we'll be happy about it and laugh.
Oh, yeah, because he'll just buy a fucking island in the middle of nowhere because he's a multi-billionaire.
Donald Trump is one of the worst people I have ever seen in my life. Not just in the presidential elections, but an awful person. He's misogynistic. He's greedy. He has no moral standard. He is one of the worst people I have ever seen, and we want to elect him president of the United States to make America great again. You are fucking ridiculous, and you're an idiot if you believe that.
He's that fucking creepy uncle at Christmas that hits on your sister.
You?
Yep.
I'm not wrong. I can't take him out back and whoop his ass, though.
I mean, we could try.
That's the problem, because someone needs to beat his ass.
God, I wish Umaga would have gotten a hold
someone
of him.
Needs to murder Donald Trump.
No.
Tanner, how you got fired?
No, I said rape that time. If somebody wants to bang him up his stupid little white ass first, I'm fine with that.
Plus,
Tanner, you've been very quiet on the subject.
No, he's not going to talk
I'd like
now.
Your perspective.
Well, that's because Tanner has the unfortunate predicament of leaning conservative, and he won't have a candidate to vote for
the
presidency.
Tanner, as a Trump supporter, how do you feel about this?
That's so mean.
Okay, now before Tanner kills Shannon.
Tanner's not a Trump supporter.
Tanner's not a Trump
Tanner
supporter.
Tanner's a smart person.
I think Tanner's man in the Republican Party is Cruz. Am I correct, Tanner?
No, my man dropped out last election.
Jeb?
Primary, yeah.
Jeb.
I never thought I would see a day where I would go, man, I wish a Bush was around.
I know, that's what I said, too. I was just like, man, I never thought
the
I'd like
The thing is,
Bush.
if you went up, read up on some of the stuff he wanted to do, like some of the policies he wanted to just push, oh, he's so much better than his dad and his brother.
Well, that ain't saying
he actually is. Like, everybody agrees that Jeb was the smart one.
No, how long was it the running joke that he was the dumb one? Well, what was the show on Comedy Central where it was
Little
cartoon?
Bush.
Yeah, Little Bush. And Jeb was just
Little Bush.
No, Little Bush.
Little Bush.
It was during that period of time where every single rapper had the name Lil.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still do.
Some of them.
And we don't want to spend this entire show talking about Donald Trump and Alex Balance. So let me just say one more thing to Alex Balance, and we'll move on to his next points. If you truly believe that not voting is the way to go on this, if you don't go out and make your voice heard, then you shut the fuck up if you ever have a problem with any policy that the person that gets in office has. You have no right to say anything about it because you didn't get out to do anything about it.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make. You have no right
to bitch
if you don't
vote. So keep your mouth shut. Yeah.
And honestly, that goes out to everybody. Please, please do not stay home. On election day. Don't stay home because you think your vote is worthless. It's absolutely not.
There are countries with people who are oppressed who don't get the option to vote who leads them. You have the power to decide that. Yeah. If you don't exercise that right, you have no say-so over what happens.
And don't let those poor people have to do with Trump's foreign policy, because it ain't there.
Trump's policies aren't there to begin with. When your biggest policy is, we gonna build a wall.
We're gonna get our asses nuked by another country.
Every country is gonna gang up on us. It's like fucking Big Show going in the Royal Rumble. Everyone's gonna turn and look at him and go, "Hmm."
We're gonna push. We're gonna push around for a little bit, but we're gonna get overthrown by somebody.
Yeah, because I mean, I even feel like Europe, you know, longest standing allies, are as soon as we vote Trump in, they're going to just wash their hands. Dumb. Like, nope, no. America is clearly just not interested in existing anymore.
And I'm gonna play these comments in order of the stories we're talking about, instead of just reading them all at once.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually some very comments on here. Yeah. The next thing we were going to talk about, now that we talked about Donald Trump and his fucking awful plans, you idiots, I wanted to say that, human trafficking. Now, here's why we're talking about human trafficking. Kurt McDowell, who we've had here on the show before, he's a good friend of mine, he sent me a link to his site, or a site that he is a big fan of, and let me find that site here, so that way we can tell people about it. It's enditmovement.com. He's big into the human trafficking problem that's going on in the world. A lot of people think that human trafficking is done, because we don't have slavery in the United States anymore. Believe it or not, there are other countries in the world that are not North America. The United States is just one of many, many different places. And in a lot of these places, human trafficking is still as bad, if not worse, than it's ever been. So they have today, which is, and let me make sure I get this right here, because he told me this too. It is called Shine a Light on Slavery Day, which is today. Which, if you're listening to this tomorrow, because I post this at midnight, it was yesterday. Hello from the past. And, you know, the most I ever really knew about human trafficking came from watching Law & Order SVU. A lot of good episodes about it, which goes to show you how ignorant people are to things like this. Mm-hmm. Because it's really, really bad.
Yeah, no, it definitely
so
is.
So I'm staring at you like I'm expecting you to say something. I don't expect much. I
didn't know if you were finished or not. No, it's one of those problems.
I know I like run my mouth a lot. I know.
Because, I mean, you're completely right in that it's not a problem here in the U.S. Therefore,
is a problem in the U.S., just not as bad as in other countries. There are still, I mean, you could say that prostitution is human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Anybody that is taken and forced to do things against their will, it's very prevalent in the United States, but in other countries, it's downright an epidemic.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, children being taken off the streets, like, women being sold into slavery. Like, it is a huge problem. And, yeah, I think one of those statistics, Aaron Picard, I imagine you were going to bring him up next.
And I was going to say, Kurt, I told Kurt I would read this. This is what he told me when I asked him, what is the End It Movement? He said, the End It Movement deals with spreading awareness on human trafficking and slavery. Today is the annual Shine a Light on Slavery Day. They have a website that explains a lot of their mission. But in today's world, slavery is worse than every point in history combined, and we are attempting to put an end to it. That is enditmovement.com if you want to know more about it and get involved with it. Jesse, go ahead.
I was just going to – basically, that was Aaron's point. He brought up, there are more people enslaved now than during the transatlantic slave trade. According to the International Justice Mission, 35.9 million are enslaved today. Nearly 2 million children a year are forced into sex trafficking, and the human trafficking industry makes more than the NFL, NBA, MLB, and Apple combined.
That's staggering.
That is staggering.
We think we have problems here. You know, it makes you... The only way people get through life, I believe, is to ignore the fact that the world is so terrible. Yeah, Lindsay's pointing at her. She's giving the RVD pointing at myself thing there. if you ever stop to look at how awful existence is in almost every facet, you will be depressed. You will never want to leave your house. And human trafficking is one of the worst things possible, because imagine being a kid, being stolen, being sold to people who just use you, and you never see anything for it. You're just property.
Yeah.
You're furniture.
You were literally property. You were basically the same as a cat. Except treated worse.
I guess they don't fuck your cat.
It depends on where you're from.
Unless you live in Kentucky, yeah.
Sorry, our listeners from Kentucky. There might be one or two of you. I don't know.
And they're probably related.
God damn it.
Now, Alex Balance, we're going back to him for a second. He said, odd thing is, human trafficking and foreign child labor are two of the most fucked up things on earth, and yet draw no media coverage or massive support. Imagine if breast cancer awareness was for child labor instead, what would be done?
Apparently nothing, because breast cancer awareness is a colossal scam.
Well, that's true, but I get what he's saying, and he's right on the point. Of the media coverage of the United States is a joke. A lot of people know that I started out in journalism. I did journalism, like legitimate journalism for newspapers and stuff like that. I quit that. In part because media coverage is ridiculous. We spend more time in this country talking about celebrities, what they've done. I know everything Kylie Jenner did yesterday. I didn't know any of these statistics about human trafficking. And what does that say about us as people, that we're more concerned with Kanye West talking shit about some record executive than we are about children being sold to people for sex?
Yeah, I mean, Alex is actually, despite my little comment there, Alex is correct. It doesn't get ratings. Human trafficking doesn't get ratings, plain and simple, and that's the reason it doesn't get media coverage, which is really unfortunate that our news coverage is based on what the news believes that we want to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it's a horribly flawed system, and, you know, you and I have railed on it every episode it's come up.
And that's why you have to come to these kind of shows. I mean, I'm not saying Podzilla 1985 should be your source for news. Clearly it's not.
No. I mean, you can check, like, John Oliver does a great show, like, Last Week Tonight. He does a lot of really just interesting bits. Like, that's where we learned about the televangelist problem.
Yeah. There's websites you can go to. There are places you can get real news.
Right.
That doesn't sugarcoat it or cater to the demographics that are pulling in the highest share.
Yeah, and I mean, the internet honestly is a godsend for getting actual news. Like, you can grab it from all sorts of sources. And actually, BBC is significantly better than any U.S. source of news.
Yeah, because it's all about ratings.
Yeah.
Dalton, you had something you were going to say there. We keep interrupting you. That's the problem with coming on a show when Jesse and I are here, or me and Asa, is we're so commanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we're hosts.
I was going to mention, side tangent, the John Oliver this week was a 17-minute segment about abortion that everybody needs to watch.
Watch that two days ago, and it was a fantastic.
Yeah, like, listen to this episode. Wait for us to get to the end. We'll plug Patreon one more time. Then go YouTube, John Oliver, Last Week Tonight, and watch that and see if you change your mind at all about it, because he brings up some fantastic points.
He has a great thing on there where he says, turn the TV back on at 11:29 if you have no interest in hearing about this. We'll show you a bucket of sloths.
Yeah.
But if you didn't stay for it, you're not allowed to watch. Tanner, you just look so not happy.
Yeah,
Of the tooth, yeah. And Zach's not here to slap it for once.
I mean, I can get that tooth out of there for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good too.
I got some pliers in the car.
But all jokes aside, seriously, get out there and learn more about these things, because it's not just child human trafficking. I mean, there are so many things that you could be helping with, and little things, and most people don't even know about them. Get online and find these things. Go to CNN.com. It's a start.
And
turn off MTV. They don't even play music videos anymore.
They haven't for years. Yeah. One of the important things that I will note about donating to charities, this actually goes back a little bit to that breast cancer awareness point I made. Make sure, before you donate to any charity for any reason, that you look and see where the funds are being appropriated.
Yeah.
Breast cancer awareness, less than 20%. Yeah, Susan Coleman.
Susan G. Coleman.
Awful.
Is a scam.
Awful.
Yeah, it's a scam. It's literally a scam. Less than 20% of the money donated to Susan G. Coleman, last I looked anyway, actually goes to breast cancer awareness or breast cancer research. Most of it goes to, a lot of it goes to marketing. Huge chunk of it goes straight into her pocket for personal expenses. And yeah, it's ridiculous. It's a scam. Same thing with, like, honestly, as sad as it is to say, donating to the Salvation Army.
Just behind Susan G. Coleman for...
Yeah, like, they classified themselves now as a religious organization, so they don't have to report the appropriations. But a significant percentage, well into six figures, was going straight to the pocket of the CEO. Like, it's ridiculous. So make sure, there are actually quite a few websites out there. Can't think of any off the top of my head, but if you throw it into Google, you'll find it. Before you donate anything to anybody, research where your money's going.
Google is crazy. You can find anything on there.
That's really true.
I found this video today of this kitten wearing a hat.
God.
And this cat slaps the kitten and knocks the hat off. I watched it 50 times.
It's such a sad video.
It's sad and hilarious.
I feel so bad for that kitten.
I love how we're talking about serious shit, and then Shannon's just like, oh, I watched a video where a big cat slapped a little cat so hard that the little hat on the little cat fell off.
My friend, that is life.
That's true.
You take the bad and you got to put a little good into it or else you will go crazy.
So, it's true. But yeah, no, definitely like human trafficking, big deal. Look into it. Thank you, Kurt, for the recommendation on there and bringing that up.
Kurt is, I've said this before and I hope he's listening. Kurt is one of the best people I've ever known. The man donates so much of his time, and Aaron too, Aaron Picard. We talk about Aaron a lot on the show. These people donate so much of their time to helping other people, volunteering and doing stuff.
Because I know Kurt's done numerous mission trips. Aaron has done quite a few as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Aaron works with a bunch of different organizations.
Yeah.
Both are stand-up guys, and I wish the world had more of them and less of us.
That's really true.
I mean, flat out say it.
I've been on a mission trip.
I've gone on a couple missions in Call of Duty.
I'm a firefighter.
You are a firefighter.
I provide
entertainment to the journalism to the masses. Dalton
is a teacher.
Is a teacher.
I'm a lazy bum.
Lindsay, you do art. You provide the world with a little bit of beauty. So we all do our part here. They just do more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We all agree?
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on, even though it's hard to move on from something like that. But Big Johnny has an important question. How did you manage to come up with a topic and post the questions for it before an hour prior to the show? Good question, John.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Here's the honest answer to that. I was stuck doing this goddamn puzzle that Allie bought me, and I was so sick of it that I had to do something to get my mind off of it. So I thought, let's post the questions today. Early.
Still say you should have just let me and Dalton finish it for you and then taken the credit.
Because we tried. We were just like, yeah, we'll finish it and we'll even let you say you finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would have known that was a lie. I stared at that same piece 3 hours on the clock.
He's just thinking he was going to make it levitate on his own.
Well,
just like,
I got to trigger my mutant genetics some way.
Well, don't. You've
seen Deadpool. I don't want to do it the way they did it.
Yeah, I was about to say. Lots of pain involved in that method.
Jesse, you mentioned Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And I know what you were talking about because I read that they crashed the Hillary Clinton a fundraiser today.
Yes, it was yesterday. And it was which if you're listening to this tomorrow, then it will have been 2 days ago.
And if you want to talk about the elderly, call in next week when our topic will be crime in the streets, Lindsay.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you missed out on the required viewing list for this podcast, which is Mr. Show. So, anywho, it was a bit of a protest. One of the more interesting things about this, and I'll point this out up front, this was not like an open gathering. This wasn't something that you could just go to and hang out. This was $500 per person admission, and all of that went straight to her campaign. Like it was literally a fundraising mission. And basically, these two people from the Black Lives Matter movement went in with a sign, and one of them filmed it. Of basically, it was a quote from Hillary from 1996. Basically saying we need to bring these people to heel. It was from her Super Predator speech back in 1996, where she basically she was talking about the recent crime bills that they were able to enact to get more police out on the streets so that they could prevent crime from happening. Was basically their idea. And she effectively called the black youth super predators.
You know why she did it, don't you? Because Bernie Sanders was a legitimate civil rights movement marcher who was arrested for marching in these movements. And Hillary said, uh-oh.
Gotta get that black homies. Quote. Yeah.
Bringing that quote back.
Basically, well, I mean, they weren't supposed to be there at all. Like the Black Lives Matter people, she didn't think they were supposed to be. If you actually look, there was somebody posted a picture of, the room minus the two people from the movement. Just a bunch of old white people.
Let me go on record as saying, if you're getting offended because we're mentioning Black Lives Matter, know that every person at this table is white. So our opinion doesn't matter in this because we're not black, we don't know the struggle, so we can't say whether or not the Black Lives Matter movement is valid or not. But as a white person, let me just say that I hate it. I've always hated the Black Lives Matter movement, and I used to, you know, everyone will go, well, why don't all lives matter? And then the other side will say, well, all lives do matter, but you're taking away the importance of what's happening to black people. You're taking away the importance of what's happening to everybody else. The Black Lives Matter movement is ridiculous, and when you have people like Louis Farrakhan, who is a practical terrorist from the Nation of Islam. He is a terrorist, if I've ever seen one, who demands the blood of white people. You have no feet to stand on. This is an awful group. It's borderline terrorists, and it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. There is a great, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for this. There was a great video from a U.S. Marine who is black, who just posted a video talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and how it's ridiculous, and all it does is promote segregation and racism. And that's absolutely true. You don't want justice for everyone. You want justice for a specific sect. And anyone that disagrees with your opinion is either racist or ignorant. And that is an awful, awful way to go about change, in my opinion.
And see, like, I don't dislike the Black Lives Matter movement. I do see that, you know, you hear the All Lives Matter thing. I know that was something you were talking about for a while. And, I mean, you're not wrong, but at the same time, they definitely are.
Saying All Lives Matter to Black Lives Matter is the equivalent of your mom being like, well, sometimes life isn't fair.
Right.
Like, it's a horse shitty thing to say whenever there's obviously a big disparage, like, just in, like, education reform in the way that they do things like that. If some teachers, if they get a young black student that acts out, they put them straight into the special needs program. That's a thing. Yep. Just so you know, I've done the research. It's a thing. This is it. It's not stemming from the police. It's stemming from a younger, it's just the way we think. And now I'm not saying that you're wrong for thinking about the Black Lives Matter, because it sounds Hallmarky, but I do believe that we should be focusing on it, because we haven't been focusing on it since the Civil Rights Movement.
Black lives do matter. It's absolutely Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that you're wrong for saying what you just said. I don't dislike it or like it.
I feel like you can't dislike the movement because of a few people that are fucking it up. Like, it's one of those things. It's not a closed group. Like, no. You don't have to, you know, charter and ask permission to join.
Like, there's a group that marched not long ago who one of their singing slogans was, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
And they're awful people.
And Louis Farrakhan, who says that we must hunt down the people that kill us and kill them.
That's terrible.
And this is part of the Black Lives Matter movement. These are people that they are marching with.
Not all of them. It's one of those things. That's exactly like saying that all Baptists are like the fucking Westboro Baptist Church. You can't.
That's very true. But how many of these Black Lives Matter movement people have come out against the people doing this?
I have no idea.
None, as far as I can tell. They've not condemned anything. The movement is strong, and they just keep going along. And no one has said, or at least very few people that the media have covered, has said, this is wrong. We need to stop doing this way.
And that's also another point that with the media, again, they may not be covering any of the peaceful protests or any of the ones that are actually doing, you know, legitimate good. They may just be covering the ones that are controversial. But the point is, like, it's definitely an issue. It's definitely a problem. I support the general idea that they need to raise awareness and get shit taken care of.
We all support equality. I don't think anyone here will say that we want black people to suffer. So, I don't think any of us want anyone to suffer.
No, definitely not.
Except Donald Trump.
Yeah. I just really don't agree
and Katie Reed.
That the Black Lives Matter movement is bad. It's good. It's necessary. I wish they would go about it a little better. And it's the same thing with, like, if you watch this video, it's really difficult to, like, both sides look bad in this video, in my opinion. Because what ends up happening, this girl finally gets her chance to talk because she names them passively, basically the issues of, you know, the unfair treatment of black people and the unfair, like, judicial system and how all that's going. And she mentions it in passing, like you and I would say, talk about a game that got traded in here at Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs.
Pre-orders.
So, thank you.
Hey, I heard they have a new tournament coming up.
They do.
We'll talk about that a little later.
She just basically briefly passes over to, and as she's about to just move on to the next topic, that's when this girl pulls up her sign and talks about bringing people to heel. That's, you know, it's the quote from Hillary Clinton in 1996. And it's an embarrassing thing that she said. Like, it really is. And it's awful. Same thing with the super predators, just basically calling, you know, black youth monsters.
Well, Hillary Clinton is a chameleon. She changes her colors whenever the time is right.
Yeah. Like, that, I don't know. There's a whole lot of issues I've got with Hillary.
And that's
like,
why I won't vote for Hillary Clinton.
See, I like Hillary's policies. I do. I don't like Hillary as a person.
The best thing Hillary ever did was Bill Clinton.
So anyway, moving forward though, Bill Clinton is the one that wrote the bill that fucked the black people.
Whoa, Bill Clinton was the first black president. I refuse to do that.
So, anyway, goddamn. So that's what happened at this protest. And what ended up happening, you know, she's bringing it up and, you know, she's holding the sign up. She's not saying anything until Hillary finally turns around. She reads the sign. And then she talks about, like, you know, we'll address it later. You know, I'll talk about it later or whatever. And then the girl just keeps, like, interrupting her. She just keeps, like, talking over and talking about, like, you need to explain. You need to apologize. All this other stuff. And then, you know, Hillary goes on to say, well, nobody's ever asked me that. Like, you know, what did I mean by that statement or anything like that? Which, blatantly not true. But beside that point, after she left, the woman actually hissed at the girl, which is weird.
Wait, which woman?
Hillary hissed at
the girl? No, a woman hissed at the girl. It was weird. Anyway.
Well, maybe she was thought she was born a cat, like that woman from that...
no.
Other country. So as the girl's being escorted out, because Secret Service had to escort her out, mm-hmm. as she's being escorted out, Hillary turns back to the rest of the rest of the crowd and says... now let's get back on to the real issues.
Oh. Yeah. And then there was a good 5 minute break where, her aides had to remove her foot from her mouth. Cause that's a terrible thing to say.
There was some grease that was used. I think they had to use a crowbar. It was a sticky situation.
Very reminiscent of when Ross Perot was talking about the struggle that your people will face.
Mm-hmm.
Good call, Hillary. And unlike Donald Trump, who if Donald Trump would just come out the same day and say that he feels that black people shouldn't be allowed on the street, his numbers would spike. Hillary's getting flack for it.
See, that's because Hillary's trying to appeal to a different class of voter.
Yeah, Hillary's trying to appeal to people who are actually concerned about the presidency of the United States. Donald Trump is appealing to the people that love Duck Dynasty. Sorry, Tanner.
Wait, I thought Tanner didn't like Duck Dynasty.
Tanner, do you like Duck Dynasty?
Tanner, can we get confirmation? Please speak into the mic.
Tanner's giving me the...
I've enjoyed the show.
Do I need to buy the game for PlayStation 4?
No.
You do, actually.
All right, so let's move. Let's get back on track here. Donald Trump, basically all of his supporters talk about how Hillary handled it and how it was bad. It was a... They like to use the meme, it was low energy. It's not as low energy as Bernie Sanders. When he was in Seattle, they had something very similar happen. Basically, Black Lives Matter were in Seattle. It wasn't actually, if I remember correctly, it wasn't his speech or anything. He was just there. He was a guest speaker at an event. And Black Lives Matter was there. The movement was there. And they wanted to, you know, have their opinions heard. Bernie Sanders actually stepped down from the podium and let them talk. They let these protesters have the microphone and get their voices out there. Now, I don't, like, a lot of Trump supporters and a lot of people are saying it was a sign of weakness or Bernie Sanders let himself get bullied, etc. I don't think he was. I think Bernie was actually just, you know, letting these people have a forum.
Yeah, it's crazy that some people actually want to give the youth of our country a chance to speak about the issues that are affecting them. And some say, let's get back to the real issues. And then some talk about how they'd bang their daughter if they weren't, you know, related. That's Donald Trump that said that he would bang his daughter.
Yeah, no, that is a direct quote.
Go look up Donald Trump quotes. It's
hilarious.
Jesse.
So, and it's one of those things, like, and again, going back to the Black Lives Movement and that issue, they definitely didn't paint themselves in a good light once they were given a forum to speak, which is unfortunate. Because they started, like, they called everybody in the crowd a racist and how they had to fight to get to the podium.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that when it comes to this movement, most people, if you disagree with them or don't let them talk, you are automatically labeled racist or you don't know what you're talking about.
I will say that specifically, whenever it ended up on the news, there was actually a black news anchor talking about it. She was a younger black girl and she was saying, like, how lucky the girls were to, you know, get a chance to even talk at the podium.
Yeah.
And how they squandered that chance by basically insulting the entire crowd and making themselves and their movement look bad.
Yeah.
Cause I know I responded, no, I don't know of anybody that's stood up against it. I don't know if this woman is actually part of the movement. It was just a video that was linked via the YouTube.
They don't have a designated leader.
No.
Is the problem. The designated leaders are people like Louis Farrakhan or Jesse Jackson or, people, Al Sharpton, people that are pop culture icons and also ridiculous and not take it seriously at this point in time.
Right.
They need someone like a Barack Obama or,
what a champion of, like,
maybe he can go back to Chicago and do some of that Hopi Changey stuff.
So,
this is the biggest problem I've had with everything, especially with some of the leaders you just mentioned. They try to fight racism with racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It is.
I honestly think about it. Take some of the movements that they've started or just things they've said as an empowering part of their speech and replace black with white.
Well, they were actually even doing
suddenly,
like the
suddenly,
suddenly I'm a member Nazi of the clan. I'm a clan.
And I will say that this was Seattle, like it was where this was at the Bernie incident.
Yeah.
One of the more interesting things that kept happening, they kept doing the black power. That kept happening.
A la Beyonce.
And I just, why would you want to associate your movement with that?
That's like if we started a movement to protect people and our slogan was the Nazi salute. You don't use forms of hatred to try to
further your goal. Yeah. Like you don't use hatred to combat hatred.
But like I said, we don't understand. We're white. And we only got 10 minutes left, so we need to move on.
Oh shit, we haven't even got to Pokemon.
It's 50 minutes. Can you believe it? We've been yelling at each other for 50 minutes. It's one of those shows.
That's crazy.
Oh, the last note that I wanted to make that this woman was talking about with them squandering their chance. If they had tried that with Trump, he would have just like
would have had him removed.
He would have braided them and had them removed.
And then
we saw how Hillary handled the situation.
And Trump would have gotten another spike in his approval rating.
Yeah, because it's high energy.
Thanks,
high
America. Energy. Real quick, Alex Washam, Dalton. I wanted to ask you.
God,
I promise I was going to do this. Yeah. Alex Washam had a question. How do you know when you're in the friend zone? Pretty sure I'm in the friend zone with this girl, Dalton. As the king of the friend zone, what advice do you have to him?
All right, here's what you do. Alex. Is his name Alex?
Yes, Alex Washam.
Is this a different Alex? We like this Alex.
Yes, this is a good Alex. This is good Alex. Tanner's okay. Tanner's good friend Alex.
All right.
And a friend of mine.
All right, so this isn't the fuck you Alex. This is the Alex that I'm trying to give advice to.
This isn't the fuck you Alex. It's the Alex you want to get fucked.
Yeah, all right, okay. Alex. All right, here's what you do. You see the girl in person. You say, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? Hopefully she has Saturday night off. If she says nothing, you say, I'm taking you on a date. If she says no, you've been friend zoned. You should probably never talk to her again.
As a last ditch effort, touch the butt.
Yeah.
That's always solid advice.
Go straight for the breast. You got a 50-50 chance of it working. And then you can bang in the closet.
Yeah. If she says yes, take her to Olive Garden. Just take her on a good date. And then have one of your good buddies. Like, I mean, do everything you need to do at Olive Garden. Pay for the extra shrimp. It's going to be a good time. And then what you do is you get one of your friends to message her the next day, be like, hey, how did that date go? And if she says, oh, I had a great friend date with that person, that's how you know you were friend zoned.
Jesse, never mind. No, not going to go there.
But no, Alex, I mean, friend zoning happens a lot to me. If anybody doesn't know, we stopped talking about a certain person on the show.
And we won't tell you who it is.
No, you gotta listen to those back episodes. But I am single now.
It's single and ready to mingle. No, not really.
Not ready to mingle. No. Just try it, Alex. I don't see what would hurt. If it's friend zoned, it's not going to do any damage.
And let me say, Alex, if your only intent with somebody is to, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, if your only intent with someone is to just be with them romantically, are you sure you actually like them? Because if you care about someone, you want to be around them no matter how it is, and you can respect someone and spend time with them and enjoy them without being in a romantic relationship. So if you like this person enough that you want to be with them, even if you are friend zone, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, because I mean, you still can have good memories with that person and still have a good time with that person.
Absolutely.
Just not in a romantic
I've never
setting.
Been romantic with Billy Wolfert, and yet I have so many memories that I will cherish. And we'll talk
and
about
see,
that.
See, that's the exact opposite, because I've been trying to get romantic with Billy, and he just won't let me do it. Like,
that's because you got friend zoned.
He friend zoned me. Billy, where you at?
Totally friend zoned. He said your sonic screwdriver was too small.
I got 5 days to seal the deal on this.
Oh, God. All right, let's get to something happy and where we were not going to yell at each other over and over again. Lindsay, I'm so sorry you were on this for us to just yell at each other constantly, and I know you don't feel well, but I want to talk to you about this. Tomorrow, Nintendo Direct is doing a special Pokemon episode, I guess you would say, or broadcast.
Nintendo Direct, yeah.
The big rumor, because it's already been trademarked, so at this point it's going to happen more than likely, Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon announced tomorrow. What generation are we on? You told me in the car.
It would be Gen 7 if it is.
Gen 7. And how many Pokemon were there in the original game?
150.
How many are we up to?
723.
So Professor Oak is the worst teacher.
He's just confined to his Kanto region.
No, see, I still think it's going in reverse. Like, we're getting prequels.
Okay.
Pokemon are becoming extinct.
Gotcha.
This is one of the conspiracy theories. Go back and check out that episode. It was great.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Are we excited for this, Lindsay? You're the Pokemon expert
at
this table.
I'm always excited for new Pokemon. That's just a given. I mean, I've finally started to get to watch the X and Y cartoon because Netflix finally got it up, and I've been enjoying it.
What was...
Haha.
No, I'm telling you. Pull the mic toward you a little bit. You're
sorry.
A little sorry.
Losing my voice.
What was the last Pokemon that came out? Remind me. Was it Alpha and Sapphire?
If you go with new generation X and Y, the
Omega
remake,
Ruby and
yes,
Alpha
the
Sapphire.
Remake of Ruby and Sapphire.
Where can we go at this point? What's left in Pokemon to do?
It can be anything. How many species of animals in the real world do we still not know about?
How many species of these new Pokemon are basically just going to be objects, like trash bag Pokemon? All right,
It's still based on where they're at. I watched a really cool video a few days ago that it was all about, like, biodiversity, like, comparing to, like, the real world and the Pokemon world.
One of the problems that I've always had with people that talk about how the Pokemon have lost originality, how they're becoming more and more ridiculous. I want to give a throwback. Now, let's picture for a second.
I'm trying to think of which one you're about to name. I'm trying
Magmar?
To think of
one. No. Let's think about it for a second. Let's think if Gen 1 was released right now. Let's throw out a couple of examples. Voltorb.
That's a
goddamn Pokeball. Now, Jesus, Game Freak, you're losing your originality.
Isn't there a conspiracy theory that a Voltorb is a possessed Pokeball?
Uh-huh. And then, okay, hold on, what does Voltorb evolve into?
Electrode.
You just swapped the goddamn colors, Game Freak.
He rolled. Motherfucker got hit a little too hard.
That's not an evolution. That's
not an evolution.
He rolled out.
Geodude punched him a little too hard. Motherfucker rolled.
Let's go. Let's keep moving. Muck. That's literally a pile of sludge. What's it evolving to?
No, it's Grimer and then Muck.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Either way, Grimer. What is he evolving to? Muck.
Bigger pile of sludge.
He has hands. Sort of.
He's mutated.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going. Should we keep playing this game?
This is fun. No, I want to keep hearing.
I think Muck is a bad example, though. Muck, I mean, yeah, he's just sludge. But he's sludge. There's a difference between sludge and an ice cream cone.
Motherfucking Diglett. Diglett is one worm. And then he gets some buddies. That's what Diglett is. He doesn't evolve. Motherfuckers get some friends.
I love Doug Trio. It's like, he didn't evolve. He just invited some people over.
All right, let's look at Zubat.
He had a few Daltons in his life that just invited themselves. Asked politely, actually, but invited themselves.
All right, let's move on. Zubat. Zubat's a fucking blue bat. That's all he is.
Bad, he opened his mouth and got some
eyes.
He opened
his mouth bigger.
He got a little slutty. That's all it was.
How about Gyarados? Can't make fun of him. Charizard, he's a dragon. We're not going to make fun of him.
Each generation, no, he's not a dragon.
He's a dinosaur.
He is clearly a dragon.
His mega evolution finally has a dragon type, but he's fire flying.
Yep. He looks like a dragon.
He does look like a dragon. And I mean, okay, no, see, that's
he's
the
like
thing,
a dragon and Naruto had sex.
What?
Because he's orange.
All right, so that's one of those things you're pointing out. Like, a lot of people point out, like, you know, some of the greatest Pokemon were in the original set, and that's true. But every set has, you know, the good Pokemon and the bad. Yeah, exactly. Every team has a Bidoof.
Oh, no. Don't trigger me.
Or Poochyena that you always like to name Retardo.
Bruh!
All right, and I mean, she ain't lying. And the fun thing is, like, the original Pokemon, you can keep going. Seal?
I like
Seal. Oh, Jesse, careful. No.
It's a fucking seal with a
horn.
It's a
seal.
Jesse, no.
I know.
No, Jesse.
No, how original is that? They picked an animal and fucking named it that animal. They didn't even say it like Liace.
I
like that. Fucking backward for Seal.
Well, you get Shfeel later, which is just a fat ass seal.
Uh huh.
Well,
and
mean,
then.
Which I also love. It's a little
then you
butter
have
ball. Snake.
It's a snake backwards. They didn't even do that with Seal.
Well, they did the same thing with Cobra.
Yep, Arbok is Cobra.
They didn't even do that with Seal.
Here's one of my favorite things about Pokemon, though. Coughing and Weezing were originally named, Lindsay?
NY and LA.
because of pollution
that's
in the United States. Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said,
that's more original than coughing and wheezing.
Yeah. I get tired of the people talking about it. And yes, the Pokemon are ridiculous, like in the new generation. But the thing is, they were also ridiculous in the first generation.
But we looked through it with
but you know what? Honedge was awesome for being a freaking sword.
Copyright redacted, but we looked through it with our rose colored glasses and we see the old Pokemon as they can't do any wrong. Just like the original Power Rangers. We're like, oh, the original Power Rangers were great. That light speed rescue. rescue shit? Fuck that shit. No. The original Power Rangers were also terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You just remember it better.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we brought this up on Nerd Up when we were talking about the Turtles, or if it was the one we did a few weeks ago. But if anybody's talking about the realism and, like, the thing getting broken with Pokemon, yeah, let's just talk about the sanctity of keeping our fucking Pokemon that we trap in a little, like, fucking quarter-sized ball that we fight other motherfuckers with, but they don't die, they just faint. But we're worried about them getting too unrealistic. They can go fuck themselves.
Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
In the realm of Ghostbusters, do ghosts have civil rights? Should it be legal to contain and trap ghosts for an undisclosed amount of time and send the motherfuckers to Guantanamo Bay where they don't know why they're trapped?
Those ghosts get treated way better than Pokemon do because they don't fucking make them fight the other ghosts.
You don't know what's in that Pokeball. From what I understand, it's a club, basically.
That only one motherfucker is invited to.
So it's like a club at Dalton's house.
Dalton has roommates.
Yeah, motherfucker, it's a three-bedroom Pokeball. Hey,
but
me and my two other diglets can hang out together. Oh, I hope they don't listen to this episode now.
So, for more Pokemon greatness, I'm going to go ahead and plug Nerd Up real quick. Obviously, this is going to be taking place after the Nintendo Direct. No, it will be on the 28th, which is the actual 20th anniversary of Pokemon. So, yes, you're going
to
be on the show, Lindsay.
I have to work.
Oh, no.
And I have a meeting afterwards.
So, well, tell them you're not going to be there.
Well, wait, hold on. My
meeting that got canceled is now
this
Sunday.
The store closes at 6, right?
Yes, and I have a 3-hour baseball meeting.
So,
well, by the time Jesse gets ready recording, it'll be 3 hours later.
You goddamn sumbitch.
I'm just saying, man.
Oh, you goddamn bitch.
Oh, you goddamn bitch.
Oh, you dumb bitch.
If we did a morning show, could you be on it?
No, because I have to be at work at like fucking 11.
Ugh.
We're not getting here at 9. Fuck all that.
What if we record it on Saturday and then post it on Monday?
We're not fucking psychics. Wait a minute, when's
Cadaverous.
Tomorrow?
No, 28th won't work. Asa and I and Tanner are going to be at the wrestling show.
Well, 28th is Sunday, right?
So Saturday won't work.
Yeah, Saturday wouldn't work because we're going to be
somewhere. All right, we'll figure out the logistics of it later.
The next Nerd Up is going to be Pokemon themed.
The next, and if not, then we'll do something. Don't worry. Don't worry, fellas. Don't worry, guys. Maybe we can record it Monday night.
Actually, yeah, I mean, it gets posted on Monday anyway.
It gets posted on Monday
anyway. Oh, then Dalton couldn't be there, apparently.
Oh, well. If I had to pick between Dalton and Lindsay, I'm gonna go with Lindsay over here.
For a Pokemon episode,
as would most women. What? Huh? Nothing. All right, last thing. Tanner, real quick, so I wanted to talk to you about this specifically, and we're out of time a minute ago, and you're high as a kite anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm just in pain right now.
You're in a lot of pain. Tonight on Coast to Coast AM, which, as everyone that listens to this should know, was a huge influence on this show, was on Tanner Thursday specifically, and on me professionally. They're doing a show tonight on the 1941 UFO crash and retrieval in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is where we are currently. I'm super excited for this. I'm going to go home and listen to it. There's a book coming out called M041, The Bombshell Before Roswell. It's coming out in March. How much, we've talked about it before, how much do you know about the crash itself?
I know the details. I like names and stuff are fuzzy, but I know the details of it.
I'm really excited to talk about it. It's from the pastor from the Red Star Baptist Church went out and delivered the last rites to the alien occupant who was still alive, who passed away. There is supposed to be a picture out there of it. There's evidence of it. It's going to be a fascinating story. We don't have a lot of time to talk about it, unfortunately, but we'll talk about it on the next week's show. We'll listen to Coast to Coast and we'll talk about what they talked about with George Norrie. That is tonight on Coast to Coast AM. If you don't have a radio to listen to it, you can listen to it on the internet. Just look up one of the different affiliates. You can find it on there. It should be starting soon. In fact, if you're listening to this, it's already started. So turn this show off. Go listen to Coast to Coast. Then come back
later.
To ours. That way we get two hits.
You can listen to it.
Okay, good.
I
was about to say, fuck them. I'm not going to take some fucking not listener reviews. Because, I mean, if those people listen and really like the show, they can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Oh, also, I do want to mention, J.R. Davis did have a comment. He said, all I know is that if I don't get a release date for Pokemon Go soon, I'm going to fly to Japan and kick Masuda in the nuts.
Thanks, JR.
Thanks, JR.
So anyway, yeah, but yeah, if I mean, don't turn off the show to listen to Coast, because
no, it's a better show. Go listen to Coast.
No, because like I said, if they like the show a lot, they can go to patreon.com
/Podzilla1985
and donate money to
Also
us.
Go to Redbubble and buy the merchandise.
It's made by Lindsay
made
Wolf.
Made by Lindsay Wolfgang. And just keep
No one cares about Lindsay's art.
That's not true.
Oh,
I'm happy that the show wasn't so gonna end on a dark note. Thanks.
It doesn't have to be dark.
Lindsay also does the artwork for the site, by the way.
Yeah.
So if you like the art on the site, that's also Lindsay's project. But yeah, go do all the stuff Dalton said. Go listen to Coast to Coast and look up the UFO crash in Cape Girardeau. Tanner, I'm sorry you didn't feel well tonight.
That's okay.
Sorry you couldn't be here. Dalton, Jesse, Lindsay, Ethan. And as a special treat, we got to say goodbye to our good friend Billy Wolfert. This is, I think he's going to be in the peanut gallery for Nerd Up, but just in case he's not, he's leaving us. Tomorrow's his last day working at the store. He is moving on Tuesday to Ohio, to a black neighborhood from what I understand. Billy, I think we all want to end this show as it should be ended by applauding Billy and saying thank you for being here, thank you for being a friend, and we are going to miss you. Thank you, Billy. Let's give him a round of applause.
Cue the golden nerves music.